It's time now for Date Night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we recommend date night activities for people looking for romantic things to do and see and experience out there in the Triangle.
And there are so many.
There are so many.
And there's more now because, you know, we've crossed a corner. Like, the bivalent vaccine's out.
We've crossed a corner?
You know, like...
Just to, like, walk diagonally across that corner?
Look, whenever everything shut down, we threw out all the rules about how you move around in this society.
Right, yeah.
We have... Like, as the crow flies, crossed a corner.
Gotcha.
And now we're in the new normal.
New normal.
And everything is happening again.
And one thing that's really cool is that events are happening again,
yeah.
Which is nice. Special events, fundraiser events, like one-shot things that are happening this weekend or next weekend or the following weekend. Like, what is a special event that's happening in the Triangle that could also be a romantic date night experience for couples out there looking for fun things to experience?
I'm gonna throw out date night and instead say date day.
Date day.
Date day.
Date day.
Because
romance can happen any time of the day.
It could. 24/7, 365. 366 sometimes. But I want to throw out there a thing that I did not know existed, and I feel bad because it seems like it's right up my alley. Hog Day.
You didn't know about Hog Day?
I had no
idea. How did you not know about Hog Day?
I don't know.
It's a big thing.
It's huge
thing.
It's
this weekend.
It is. And, like, the description on the website is... if you've never experienced one, you're in for a treat. There are contests, vendors, a parade of pigs, live music, a kids area, an antique car show. The list goes on.
You got to keep the parade of pigs away from the antique cars, but otherwise, yeah. Smooth sailing.
Yeah, but you do have to keep the parade of pigs near the 5K to motivate people to actually get to the finish line.
Right.
And, like, growing up in, like, small town South Carolina... This seems so up my alley, and I'm sad that I didn't know that, like, you can go, like, and support, like, a local community, eat a lot of barbecue, and try to stay as far away as you can from a stampede of pigs.
All right. That sounds super romantic.
Look, romance is getting to know the person you're with, and what better way than strolling arm in arm through a festival of pigs on parade and also pigs on a grill.
I will see your gluttony and raise you in a couple of weeks on Sunday, October 6th. A Tasteful Affair is coming back to the Blue Zone. This is an event to raise funds for the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill.
Uh-huh.
So rmhch.org is the website. Go there and find out more. And this is an event that we've been to a bunch of times where you get a chance to go see the Blue Zone at Keenan Stadium, which you don't ordinarily get a chance to see. In fact, I think we've only ever been there for a Tasteful Affair.
Also, I just want to throw out there, if you've never been, it kind of looks like a Midtown airport.
Oh, it's totally looks like an airport terminal. Yeah, 100%. You wander up and down, and they've got, like, booth upon booth upon booth with some of the best restaurants in the area. Have come by and prepared, like, one or two different dishes. And there's, like, a judging component to it, and you get a prize for, like, the best dish or the audience award or whatever. But it's really just an opportunity to show up and eat a whole bunch of amazing food from amazing restaurants and try them all together. And you'll find something, you'll find a place maybe that you love that you want to go back to. We found Elements?
I think it was Elements.
Yeah, Elements in East 54 that way. They brought the that, like, coconut prawn shrimp, and we went back for it, like, a week later.
We do know you love shrimpies, yeah.
And it's all for a good cause, to support the Ronald McDonald House. So, A Tasteful Affair, October 6th. Mark your calendars.
All right.
After the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to take your gluttonous extravagant.
Are you going to raise my gluttony?
I'm going to raise the guilt on your gluttony.
To a whole new level?
To a whole... repeated level over the past few years, coming back after the pandemic in a couple weeks, I think maybe even after a Tasteful Affair, is empty bowls.
Oh, yeah.
On the lawn out in Carrboro.
That's less gluttony because you get a bowl of soup.
Yeah, well, you get a bowl of soup. You get a, like, bowl that you get to take home with you made by, like, local artisans. But, like, you could go to the Tasteful Fair and have a whole bunch of food. Or you could, like, celebrate or recognize the fact that, like, food is a privilege and, like, support people who, like, may be a little more food insecure by hearing live music, having a good time with your, like, friends and neighbors, and like, hanging out on the lawn where the weather is going to probably be as beautiful as it is this weekend.
Hopefully. You can also head to our website, chapelburger.com. Go to the local events calendar for a whole bunch more romantic things to see and do in our community. That is Date Night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.